aircraft that were retired earlier than expected. The aviation industry is often a battlefield of engineering and ruthless economic reality. Most commercial airliners are designed to serve for 25 to 30 years, but some of the most technologically impressive machines have met their end much sooner than their manufacturers or the public ever anticipated. These early exits are rarely the result of a single flaw, but rather a perfect storm of shifting fuel prices, changing passenger behaviors, and the relentless march of twin-engine efficiency. The list examines the fascinating stories of aircraft that were retired earlier than expected, focusing on the technical and commercial reasons behind their premature departures. From quad-engine giants that couldn't survive a spike in oil prices to specialized niche jets that were outpaced by general-purpose wide-bodies, these stories highlight the fragility of success in the modern sky. The Dassault Mercure was France's ambitious attempt to disrupt the narrow-body market dominated by Boeing and Douglas in the early 1970s. Built with the same sleek, high-performance DNA as Dassault's famous fighter jets, the Mercure was designed specifically for high-capacity, short-haul routes. It was one of the first commercial aircraft to utilize a heads-up display for pilots, showcasing a level of cockpit sophistication that was years ahead of its American competitors. Despite its technical brilliance, the Mercure suffered from a fatal design flaw, a lack of operational range. Optimized for short hops within Europe, the aircraft could only fly approximately 621 miles, 1,000 kilometers, with a full payload. This made it virtually useless for any airline with a diverse network, as it lacked the flexibility to serve longer domestic legs or thin international routes. Consequently, Air Inter was the only airline to place a significant order, and only 12 airframes were ever produced. The Mercure represents a pure engineering failure in market research. While it was a pilot's favorite due to its responsive handling and advanced avionics, its specialized nature made it an evolutionary dead end. By the time the industry pivoted toward more versatile narrow bodies like the Boeing 737-200, the Mercure was already an orphan in the aviation world, destined for an early retirement as a museum piece rather than a global success. The McDonnell Douglas MD-90 was supposed to be the triumphant evolution of the Mad Dog lineage, featuring quieter, more efficient IAE V2500 engines and a stretched fuselage. It found a welcoming home in the East Asian market, particularly with Japan Air System, JAS. However, the MD-90 ultimately succumbed to fleet uniformity as airlines opted for more standardized aircraft types. Its unique design features made it an outlier in the industry landscape, rendering it less competitive and ultimately leading to its early retirement. The story of these aircraft serves as a reminder that even the most innovative designs can falter due to market pressures and shifting consumer preferences. As the aviation industry continues to evolve, it is essential to consider the delicate balance between technological advancements and economic viability.